Welcome to the Gritty Hour. Time to get down to the nitty-gritty.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Gritty Hour. I'm here with my usual cohort, co-host, Shawnee Boy. How you doing, Sean?
What up, T? How you doing, man? I'm doing good.
Good. And today we have a special guest. We have Brooke Fettigan, who owns a house and also a website that relates to the house. The website is farmhouse1820.com. Right. And basically, she blogs about this house that she bought and how she decorated it, how she improved it. And she has a large following on her blog. So I'm interested to learn more about this. Welcome to the Gritty Hour, Brooke.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Yeah. Well, we certainly welcome you to the Gritty Hour. And we're eager to learn more about how you got involved in this. And okay. Just walk us through the procedure. Like, how did you get into this house? Where is house in New York State somewhere?
Well, the house is in LaGrangeville. It's in Dutchess County. Uh-huh. So it's kind of the country, you know, but we do have grocery stores not that far away. But we were looking for a house. We lived in Wappingers at the time, and we needed to move for the school district. And so my husband just said, hey, we need the perfect storm. We need the school district. You want a farmhouse, and I don't like neighbors. So that's how I went driving around and just to try to find an old farmhouse. And this one was for sale by owner. Uh-huh. So that should have been a red flag at that time, but I'm glad I pursued. So
obviously it was built anyway, in 1820.
It was built in 1820. So there was a sign in the front that said for sale by owner. Mm-hmm. I wrote it down. I called when I got home and they said, come look at it. So it was some elderly people that had lived there. They had lived there for 54 years and they were eager to show us their house. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with it. I mean, immediately Sean did too, my husband and the kids. And so we made an offer, but it was substantially lower than they wanted, but it was appraised at what we offered. And but they'd never been through a house buying project process before. Her parents bought it 56 years ago, and then they moved in with her family of four in here. So it was just a packed house, but they were selling it with heart and not business. They just thought that we were trying to rip them off. So finally, long story short, after they backed out of the contract four times and we bounced around from after we sold our house to move in here, we were in five houses until we got to this one. So finally, we got them to sign a contract and stick with it and we closed. But the kicker mm-hmm. is that we closed, but they still stayed here another week. So it was crazy. And when we came to finally get the keys, they were like, well, we just need one more day. And we were like, you're out.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I know you're going to touch on the condition of the house when you first moved in, but before.
Yes, the condition was, it was in okay shape, but there was wallpaper everywhere. There's everything, especially in our den, was just done mediocre. It just half, it not on par, just bad. And
they didn't keep up with the.
They cut corners. They cut a lot of corners, mm-hmm. and so they just didn't. They painted the house, but they didn't sand it or power wash it or anything. They just painted over the chip. So that next summer, it looked like it hasn't been painted in 10 years. So, you know, it was that kind of thing. And shoddy pipes, an old boiler, but we bought it as is. So it wasn't like we were mad at them. We knew what we were getting into. Our inspector told us, but sorry. I'm sorry about that. I should have. Not now.
So
I should anyway. I don't know how to shut that off.
That's all right. It's not an unpleasant tune, right, Shawnee Boy?
Okay. Okay. So,
did you feel like this is did you have a good feeling for despite of its condition?
I loved it. I loved it. I loved the house. I wanted to make it work. And so we just pushed through, and we had to do little bits at a time. And we were overzealous at first, and we were ripping down wallpaper and just tearing things out. And, but we weren't finishing any projects. So it just kind of, we bit off a lot more than we could chew at first. And then we kind of had to live with that and just kind of do one thing at a time. And as we all know, as homeowners, you're never done with a project,
right?
But we, with an old home, I mean, it's in homes in general, you never quite know what, you know, how long a project's going to be. You can guess, but here we just knew everything that we would do would open up a can of worms, including painting a wall.
Right. Was it, I mean, for an 1820 house, was it structurally sound at least?
It was structurally sound. It really is. And there's new support beams in the basement. And they're not, so all of the old beams are, we have brand new ones down there, are newish. They're fine. And they'll pass for years to come. We do need another roof, but structurally it's good. We still have the original windows. If you look at them wrong, they're going to crack. But they're all custom. And it's funny, with an old house, nothing is 16 inches on center.
Yeah, there was no,
and no window is, yeah, it's, yeah, more like, this looks like a good spot for a window. Let's go ahead and put it here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then it's just however they feel like making it. And that's how that goes. So it's just been, we'd like to put in new windows, or at least new glass, new glazing.
Mm-hmm.
But it just takes time, and it's money. And so just baby steps.
Right.
But yeah. But, you know, certain things like the kitchen, we couldn't afford to rip out the cabinets. So I painted them, and I've painted them 5 times, but
there's probably a lot of our listeners that could relate to, you know,
Yeah. Get tired of a color. Yeah. I went through a phase where everything needed to be bright and colorful. And now I'm like, whoa.
What makes it unique to me though, is you had the idea of starting a blog about the improvements you did to the house.
I did. Where I started, I was,
excuse me, I'm just going to show the folks, anybody that's on YouTube, we do have a YouTube channel. I'm just going to show the
page
that would actually show your house. So, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
So
I was sanding, I was redoing the mudroom for the first time. And I had pulled up the linoleum, and I was sanding the floors there by myself, you know, with little hand sanders. And I was kind of talking to the sanders, and I was kind of coming up with, I was thinking I should really write this down so I can document this. And then I just thought, you know what? I think I should just write a blog. It's pretty interesting, this house and how old it is, and the projects that I do, it, people might be interested. So I just decided to start a blog, and I went into it blind and had some help kind of setting up the website. And
yeah. And people are interested. You do have a lot of followers on the blog.
I do. And it's been, you know, I've been writing a blog now for 8 years, and I've got a really loyal and genuine following, and they're interested and very engaged. And for that, I'm grateful. And every month my subscriptions grow. So I'm grateful for that too. And so I'm doing something right, but I write about all of our projects, and a lot of times for a little peace of mind for myself, I cook. So I like to share the recipes that I do. And then I also share gardening tips. And about a year ago, we built a garden house, which was a dream of mine for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And you can see the garden house tab on my blog, and you can follow and see all of that build. That's all on my YouTube channel as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow, it's beautiful.
Yeah, right there is the the Christmas home tour.
For those of us, garden house. For those of us, our listeners that are listening on Spotify or Apple or Google or whatever, you can check our YouTube channel out, or just picture a beautiful garden house with,
yeah,
sidewalk candles leading up to it. Looks very
this,
nice.
This garden house home tour was actually featured in American Farmhouse Style magazine this past December.
Mm.
So I'm really, really happy about that.
So but
yeah, it was 8 years in the making, that one.
Yeah. Oh, I'm seeing the interior of it now. It's beautiful. It really is.
A lot of those things came from your shop.
Oh, well, I'm glad that. Well, thank you very much, Brooke. We appreciate that. Yeah. Actually, it looks deceptively bigger or smaller from the outside. But when you look on the interior, it's quite a large space.
Yeah, it's 14 by 20.
Sean, there's your apartment.
It is my apartment. Absolutely. It's not, and you're talking about the house. It has good bones, right? Your house has good bones.
Thank you. Our house does have good bones, and I just love it. I love all the quirks. The great thing about all of these mishaps that we've had with projects and can of worms, and, you know, no project takes a week. You know, if we think a project's going to take a week, it takes 3 or 4 months, but we've never once become resentful. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Is your property or house, is it considered a historical landmark or not?
No, it's not. It's okay. Not.
So you don't need permission to do anything. Got it.
No. I don't think we'd ever really consider doing something really to take away the aesthetic of the original house itself. I would like to put a sleeping porch on the back, but that's down the road.
Yeah. How long have you been living in the house?
We've lived here 11 and a half years.
Okay. We're
coming up May, it'll be 12 years.
How long in that process did you start the blog? Was it from the very beginning or?
I started 3 years in.
Ah.
3 years in. So I had a lot of content right out of the gate because I had taken pictures. And so I just started writing about the projects that we had done, but mainly that was just kind of painting and facelifts and that kind of thing. We didn't really get into really nitty gritty bigger projects until I started writing the blog.
Hmm. And you also, you had mentioned you put some of your recipes on there. Is that the Cook with Brooke?
I do.
Yeah,
I do. It's under the recipe tab.
Boy, I should.
And I have a weekly series on Saturdays that I publish, a Cook with Brooke, and it's a video. And I show just small, quick little recipes that are kind of fun to do, some, you know, anything from a soup to a quiche to breadsticks.
Mm. Well, I was just saying, I should have ate dinner before we did this podcast.
I know.
Yeah.
But they're relatively easy recipes, and they're fun to do. And my audience is engaged. They like it and they look forward to it on Saturday mornings. And if I can't publish it on a Saturday morning, they know that they'll get it first thing Sunday.
Did they give you a lot of feedback? Do you interact with your audience at all? Or?
I do. They leave comments. I get a lot of inboxes from my subscribers or from my readers.
On the blog.
And I always respond to comments.
Mm-hmm.
Or I do my best. I'm not like on top of it right away, but within a day or two, I'll respond.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So the blog. Okay. So the blog is all encompassing. You have your, it's everything you talk about.
Right. Right. It's a lifestyle blog.
Right. So your audience follows you as you do your upgrades and your improvements and whatever you're doing with the house, they're following along with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Very
interesting. Yeah, it's a good idea.
And I give good tips, and they love my quick tips. So
what's a quick tip you got for us today?
A quick tip. I'm going to give you a quick tip for a DIY quick tip that I learned kind of the hard way, but it's easy. And I don't know why I didn't think of it, but whenever you're patching a hole, you buy the wall patch putty.
Yep.
Why do they even sell it in a big thing? Because no project is really that big. If you're you're patching nail holes, just buy the little thing. Just buy the little thing because it's going to dry up anyway.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
don't spend the money on a big thing and think I'm just going to, I'll have it. It'll be on hand.
You never know.
Yeah. It's going to dry. It's going to be rock hard. So just buy, my tip is just buy the little thing. A little goes a long way at that.
Yeah. Less is more, as they say.
Less is more.
Yeah.
Well, to prove your point from what you said about where you do your, a lot of your shopping, I do recognize that Vaudeville.
Yeah, that was in your shop.
You can see the page I'm showing, but I do recognize that from our shop. Yeah, so thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. We'd like to be a part of your, you know, as your house keeps growing and it's improving. So where would I find what the house looked like originally, interior-wise? Would it be like further down?
If you go on to my home tour, if you tab all the way up, and then there's a home tour tab.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Scroll back down for a second. So when I went to your website blog, what stood out to me was the hot chocolate bomb.
The hot chocolate bomb. Well, I bombed on that.
Oh, that didn't go. That was, it looked good on the picture. I was like, okay.
Yeah. So I made homemade hot chocolate and I shared that recipe. But I was trying, one thing I don't do well is I don't bake and I don't do chocolate molds that well. And I was trying to make a chocolate bomb with my homemade chocolate, hot chocolate inside. So
what is a chocolate? I don't even know what that is.
A chocolate bomb is a ball of chocolate, but it's hollow and it's filled with hot chocolate powder. Okay. And then you stick it, you put it in hot milk. And it starts to melt and it just kind of opens like a bomb, but not, it doesn't explode, but it just kind of opens. And then you stir it around. It's so good. It's just delicious.
Sounds amazing.
And I wanted to try to make those myself and that just flopped. So that's why I put bomb in little.
Like I'm looking at the pure vanilla extract bottles you have here. Do you sell them or is that just for home use?
Do I sell the vanilla?
Well, do you sell any of these things that you're making?
I don't sell them. Not yet. No, but I'm thinking about having my own Farmhouse 1820 brand of selling.
That's a cool name.
Kitchen utensils and gardening supplies.
Nice. Well, I'm digging. Yeah. Anybody that's a fan of It's a Wonderful Life, which Sean and I both are, I think, would know what mulled wine is. Right, Sean?
Yes.
Light on the cloves, heavy on the something.
Yeah.
Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Mm. Very interesting stuff. So you had a nice little Christmas post-spring spree, I guess, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was the Christmas tour? What's that entail?
Oh, I forgot to go up.
The garden house tour. That's what was on there. And that is just a walk through my garden house during the holidays.
Okay.
So
you have it all decorated and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the home tour?
Yeah.
Now, this is the house. That's a good shot of the house. It's a huge house.
That's the home tour. Yeah. So I have the latest. I don't know if it's on there. I have like the kitchen that when we first each room, I don't know if I have it on my home tour, but each room, like my daughter's room, my son's room, the kitchen, when I wrote about them, I would have the original picture in there. Mm-hmm. And I should have it in my home tour, but I don't, but I do have it on each individual. So if you were to search on my blog, Tom, if you search kitchen tile, that post will come up and you can see there's a before picture where you see, kitchen tile.
Before I do that, and I don't want to interrupt your train of thought, but I'm just looking at this picture here. Can you see the picture? Is this the way the house was built in 1820 or was one or the other an
add-on? Well, I'm not sure. My gut is that the house on the left, that was first
at
1820. And I think in early 1900, that part on the right was built.
This addition here. Yeah.
That's it. So that is our kitchen on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And then my son's bedroom is above, but we have a door in the kitchen that comes in and it goes right up a third staircase, or it was a third staircase. Now it's become a laundry room and built-in bookcase. And then upstairs, we've put in two closets. But that's how the servants came in, so they weren't seen in the rest of the house. They would come straight in that door and then go straight up the stairs into a tiny...
Well, just tiny, curiosity, have you investigated anything historically about the house in terms of, like, the what town are you from?
LaGrangeville.
Do they have an historical society, or maybe the town?
We do. And every time I go, I've left messages. And every time I drive by, there's nobody there. And obviously during COVID, I don't know who would be hanging out, but I want to go to the county office building and see if they can uncover the original deed to our house or some sort of old pictures or photos. They have so many files that
it would be interesting to if you ever found out. I think you might find it interesting, and your readers would too, who originally owned the house, you know.
Yeah, you know, one thing I did that we were told is that somebody, whoever owned the house, they sold it, and then that person didn't live here long, but then the house was vacant for almost 30 years.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And then somebody came in and had fixed it up, sold it to the baker's parents. So that dream backsplash, if you click on that post, that's where you'll see what the kitchen looked like when we first moved in. So then it's the bakers lived here 56 years. So the parents, 56 years. And then the bakers themselves, who we bought the house from, 54.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the kitchen looked like.
Seems like a very, from the outside. Oh, I see. Okay. From the outside.
Yeah. Well, we had tile. We put in tile that didn't work right. That was another flop. So there's that one. So that was a flop. But then we went to pretty.
This is like anything else in life, it's a trial and error thing, right?
Trial and error. Yeah. Here I tried to cut corners and put in a peel and stick tile, and it just peel and stick tile, although it would save time. I don't feel it's a very good product, but just live and learn.
Is this the tile you went with?
Or is this is the tile I went with. This is a Jeffrey Court tile that was sponsored.
Oh, nice.
So yeah. So I collaborated with them, and it's just, I documented our handyman that came in and installed the tile, and now it's.
Oh, here's the backsplash here, right?
That's the backsplash. So it's marble, quartz, and brass.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, do you tend to, when you're bringing in, I don't know, like a cabinet or whatever, to try and stay period, or you try and go modern? Or does it matter?
No. I don't try to stay period so much. I've got to live
in today's world
where we are in today, but I'm also not a modern person either. You know, I don't. So this depends, but the kitchen, I mean, it was a must. I had to upgrade the stove, and that stove I actually found for free.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
That you're looking at. Yeah. I found it for free on Craigslist.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought that they were joking, and I asked, and the guy was really kind, and he said that it came with the house. They are redoing the house, and they wanted a new stove, and he would hold it for us. So we went down there with a U-Haul and brought it back.
I always like the look of these things when I see them, when the pots are hung from the ceiling like that.
Thank you. I love copper, and it cooks so much better, and retracts, you know, it holds the heat and distributes it well. And
yeah,
I don't mind polishing. I find solace in polishing. So that's a big deterrent for people that with copper that they, you know, with the upkeep, and I don't mind.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Sean, go ahead.
No, I was just going to make a quick. It makes you think, like, when you see the pots like that, you're like, oh, real chefs are here. This is a real cooking spot.
Yeah. You know? Thank you.
Cover my house. There's two pots in a cabinet hidden away somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's like when I met my husband. He liked steak and iceberg lettuce, and that was it. That's all he had in his. He had beer and in iceberg in his fridge when I first met him.
Is that a bad menu?
Pardon?
I was going to ask if you saved this piece here, the the chandelier?
We still have it. It's, I don't, it, I think it's in our garage.
It's a pretty impressive piece. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an old ox yoke that they made into, and they had way too many chains on there. You know, some of them were just decorative, I guess. I don't know, but,
yeah, it looks almost like
anybody that was over 5'10 would hit their head on that. So, oh, and I think they had an eat-in kitchen. There was a table under that at the time, and that's.
Mm-hmm. And the floor so it came down. Changed also.
The floor has been changed, but we had to, we couldn't, we took off the top tile and to, because we wanted to go down to the wood floor. We thought that there was wood floor. And the tile below that linoleum tile was asbestos. So we had to just leave it. And so we just put a laminate floor over top.
Yeah, that's a pain in the neck.
Yeah. And so costly. Everybody, so costly.
Yeah.
We got a quote of $25,000 to abate that. And it just wasn't. So we just let sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah. We have a project going on here in our village. The old Bennett College building.
Oh, that's right.
You obviously you've been to Millbrook, so you know the Bennett College there. And
yeah,
they had, I think it was like a 20 something million dollar project. And the bulk of that is removing the asbestos. So it's very costly. You're better off just leaving it the way it was. Yeah.
Right. Have they started on that project?
They have. I think they're almost done demolishing the science building, which is a later addition. And didn't have asbestos, as far as I understand. So, but the main structure does, and I believe they have to ship it all to Ohio somehow. I don't know why Ohio.
Wow!
If you're listening to us from Ohio, you know, brace yourself. very interesting. So, I really like the concept of following a, you know, taking a project from its inception or 3 years into its inception and following the improvements as they go. I can see.
Thank you. You know what? It's all rewarding in the end. And I'm writing right now that it's publishing tomorrow, but our den remodel and redo. So this is the second time that we've gutted our den and remodeled it. And, but the first time, what led us to this is that our pipes kept bursting in the den. And that was about 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we were calling plumbers in the middle of the night to come over and, oh God, what a nightmare. And so it wasn't insulated. So we decided to insulate it, of course. We have radiant heat flooring, which was a great decision, but then we lived on hardy board. You know, we put the hardy board down to accept the tile. And we just, even though we had the tile, it just sat on our back porch and, we tried to do our own version of shiplap and that looked bad. And, we just kind of lived with it for 5 years. It just, cause other stuff came up and then the summer, I just was like, I reached my threshold and I was like, enough, this thing is just ugly. We have this tile and I'm gutting it again and we're putting up drywall and then the tile is going to be installed. So that's what happened. And of course that project started the end of August and we just finished it a week ago, but that was decorating and all of that. But you know, we had to stop kind of and Christmas is our Christmas tree goes in there. So
yeah, everything gets
now it, that's yeah. One room that's done.
Mm-hmm. Now yeah. I have to ask, because as we're recording this, I'm seeing on my computer that it's 13 degrees out. And you're not far from Millbrook, and LaGrange is not too far from Millbrook. And I'm curious, is it has the heat system in there?
Well, we have bought a new boiler, so it's good. And we've insulated along the way. And I'm in the kitchen right now, and I have a fire going in the fireplace. So that's lovely.
If you had a fireplace, is that the only place you have the fireplace?
Well, ironically, we have three chimneys. But one, the middle chimney was for a coal burning stove fireplace, and they ripped that out, and that has become like a closet and a bookcase in the dining room. And then they filled in my chimney in my office. And so I still have a mantle. So eventually I want to open that up and maybe put a gas fireplace in there, but you know, all in due time. But yeah, I right now our only fireplace that works is in the kitchen, but I love it. You know, on a Sunday while I'm cooking, you know, and just having that on and some classical music while I cook, it's one of my favorite things to do in the winter.
I'll see you Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. Come on over.
Do you ever cook in the fireplace or no?
I have cooked in the fireplace. I have, I've made some chili in there and it's pretty good. You know, I had to adjust my heat a little bit. We have a swing arm in the fireplace and I had to keep moving it cause I was burning it. Like, so, there's an art to that. And it was good chili, but it wasn't great because it was scorched a little bit. But. Yeah.
Well, you're like our podcast. You like to make the mistake. That's how you learn from it. Right, Shawnee boy?
100%. It sounds like you like to you're not scared to go out and do to try something. I like that.
No. No, bite the bullet. Just do it.
Yeah. Just go for it. Yeah.
Just try.
It's a good way to do it.
Yeah. The only thing that I'm not going to try or that I am terribly afraid of that I won't try is just heights. So anything high. But other than that.
Yeah, I mean, not too many people cook a stew or a chili over a burning fire these days. So inside your house, that's pretty cool.
Oh, like, hey, why not? I mean, chili is easy enough. You can't really mess that up. So, but
they do it in the movies. Looks easy. Come on,
I know.
Everything's easy in the movies.
Little House on the Prairie did it.
Yeah.
Question for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Go.
I was going to just close that out. I was going to say. The fireplace does take the edge off the temperature and the pocketbook a little bit, you know,
it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we get it swept every year.
Yeah. Go ahead, Sean. I interrupted you.
No, that's all right. I was going to ask. So on your website, I guess I can just call it a website. Right. It says, what is the significance of a barn quilt? I'm curious.
Right. Well, I
significance of what?
I went on a ride, you know, a few years ago. And if you go on back roads in New England, you're going to find barn quilts aplenty.
Oh,
they're everywhere.
Okay, yeah.
And so, of course, I wanted to paint one on the back of our barn, which I did. But I was like, what is the significance? And the significance really is based on the farm and the pattern that they like and what, you know, really there's the farm style and what they bring to the farm. So there's barn quilts that look like traditional quilts. There's barn quilts that have animals. There's some that look like Tiffany glass, you know, that are really elaborate. And I just chose, this is a really common pattern that I chose to paint on our barn. And it's what you find in really old vintage quilts. And it's just a geometric pattern. If you think about it, it's all on a grid that it's painted.
So that's almost like a farmer's flag.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do see a lot of barns that have stars on them. I know it's a good question because I've always wondered why they're there. You know, so it's just like a significant, an accent to the barn.
Yeah, exactly. And this is on the back of the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Cause on the front of the barn, I painted a big American flag.
So you're also a painter?
No, I wouldn't go that far, but I did paint on the barn.
See, this is what's cool about your site. You show the entire project in its inception to its completion. So it's very cool.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah. I like to share that with my readers. And
I'm sure
if something, even if something doesn't turn out, I want to share it because, you know, everybody wants to see that you're human too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah. Right. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could see why you've captured an audience and retained it because it is interesting stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love to write too. I'm a daydreamer at heart, so.
Mm-hmm.
I think good writers come from good daydreamers.
Absolutely. Where did I see that? Entertaining. So you also touch, and I know you touch on recipes and cooking, and what about home decor?
Home decor. I do touch on that with my renovations. You know, I'm talking a lot about home decor in the blog post coming up tomorrow that's going to drop. And I talk about that. If you go under DIY home,
home decor.
I have some home decor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just talk about that one. I talked about how I customized a slop sink.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a fun project. You know, sheets, why I chose those sheets.
Do they to fit the motif of a, you know, 19th century home?
Yeah.
In a country.
Yeah, I try. Yeah. So
yeah, you do get into it. Cool. And I see you mm-hmm. on the holiday stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do find this rewarding. Do you ever think about maybe coming out with a book about this project?
I do. I'm in the middle of writing an entertaining book.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So parties and entertaining. It's cookbook and decor for entertaining.
Is that like hosting and everything, like a party? Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
Can we claim you know, we're the first person you told that to?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
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 Do you have some good events at your house? It looks like a good spot to have.
I do. The Garden House, we hosted our first wedding there in September.
Wow.
And we've also hosted a couple of private dinners so we rented out. And we also work with a local chef in the area that prepares the dinners. And brings them here, and he warms it up out of his truck. So that's how, because I'm not health inspected my kitchen. So, but two private dinners up there I've hosted, the wedding. And then I also have an engagement party coming up in March out there. And I also have a baby shower coming up that they've rented.
Wow, that's awesome.
Garden house.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I set it up and decorate it for the occasion.
Mm-hmm. So you lease it out to, is this family or you lease it out?
To anybody. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. And you know,
yeah, it's for smaller events because it's not grand, it's not big, but like the wedding, the entire garden house was emptied and, chairs were put in there, and then the reception and the cocktail hour really was all outside. So luckily weather was on our side, but all around there was different stations of, there was food and
wow, cool.
Our charcuterie, and then, you know, little appetizers. And then there was a couple drink stations. And
Did you think when you bought this house, was this even on the map in your mind, or just
this was not on the map on my mind?
It wasn't
this, but this was 8 years in the making. Yeah. So I just, you know, I saw a few garden houses in magazines, and I thought, oh gosh, I would love one of those. And so I made a design board because I'm a designer, and I love everything visually. So I'm just better with it that way. So I started making a design board and started collecting windows and going to different barn sales and getting the columns and stopping by the side of the road. That chandelier on the right, I got that off the side of the road.
This one here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe that was on.
Yeah. Somebody just left it. The bricks I got for free. Somebody was giving them away. So everything, those two smaller windows, Tom, I got those off the side of the road in Millbrook.
Wow.
Yeah. So there was four of those. So there's two in the front, two in the back.
You should name the house side of the road.
I know. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you were talking about bringing in a chef before. One of the, hidden secret sources of the Dutchess County area is we have the Culinary Institute here. And, you know, that would be a great resource for them as well, because they don't have to cook it. You were talking about licensing or certifications. They generally cook it there and bring it to the location.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Worry about any kind of licensing or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, this is certainly an interesting website. You could spend hours on here, Shawnee boy.
Yeah. It's well, kind of what I'm standing out to me right now is like, so you bought this house and like, you know, the action of that and where it's led, you know, where it's led for you is pretty wild. You know,
yeah.
Like, you know, and like, that's like, that's kind of what I love about life. You just never know. You never know where you're headed.
You never know. Yeah. You never know. And you can make plans, but I have learned that if I plan something, I just have to be patient and just know it, if it might happen in a month or it might happen in a year or two, but I just have to be patient and just know it'll happen when it happens. Yes. When the time is right, it'll get done.
You don't know the word can't, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just perusing this the other this morning, actually, and I was just amazed at how much stuff you do. You certainly fill up your day with stuff.
Oh yeah, that's
I'm always busy. I'm always I go to bed and I beat.
Yeah, I just sort
but
of
I love it.
I just sort of said that said put potatoes in the dishwasher. Did I read that right?
Cook potatoes in the dishwasher?
No, put potatoes in the dishwasher?
No.
I think I didn't read that right.
Where did I see that? I just saw potatoes.
Yeah.
Potatoes.
Yeah, that could be false. I that's my false advertisement, everybody.
Brooke is saying, Shawnee boy, what are you, nuts?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know about cooking potatoes in the dishwasher.
No, I think he said put potatoes in the dishwasher, but all I saw was potatoes and it was quick.
You know what? It was on this page, I think, and I think it was an advertisement.
Oh, I think it was an advertisement. Yeah. Yeah.
Non-related to the site itself.
Yeah.
Oh no, here it is. Put potatoes.
Oh, there's put potatoes in the dishwasher. Yeah, I don't know who wrote that.
That's an ad, Sean.
That's an ad. Okay. Yeah.
I was just like, wow. Yeah. All right.
I don't know if I do that.
Don't give her any ideas, Shawnee boy.
Well, maybe what they're saying is don't put any soap, run it with the water. Maybe it cleans it. I don't know.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm fine just scrubbing it and then cutting the ends off and roasting them.
But that's cool. I'd like to touch a little bit on what your future holds for the house and your blog. And you did mention briefly you're thinking about a book, which sounds interesting.
I'm thinking about a book. Yeah. So I'm not just thinking about it. I am writing it. I haven't dedicated the time. When you sit down to write a book, you have to just dedicate and cut everything else off. And I haven't been able to cut everything else off just to do that. But I do have several recipes that I've designed specifically for the book that I've not shared on my blog that I'm pretty excited about. But to test recipes, some recipes I can get in one or two times, and other recipes it might take me 9 or 10 until I just get it right. And so it does take some time. So the book is on the horizon. And also my dream would be to have my own show, like on the Magnolia Network or a storyteller show, but based on entertaining and events that I host at the Garden House. Yes. And how I decorate the Garden House, make it look beautiful for whatever event is up there. And I would love for that to become a show. That is my dream.
Because I did remember.
I'll put it out there. So hopefully.
I remembered I wanted to show the folks or tell the folks, you do have a YouTube page as well, which you have a lot of.
I do. Yeah.
So
that's my.
Fettigan. Which shows a lot of the video portion of a lot of your recipes and the work. And so,
yeah, all of that. And then the wedding is going to go up there too. So I have one video now, but I'm going to take it down and just kind of re-edit that video. And then I've got two more. So it's going to be a three episode series.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm starving now, just looking at your cooking page.
Hmm.
Yeah. But it's very interesting. I was very impressed. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah. It's just, it's a joy. I love it.
And
that's key. Well,
and let us know when you're coming out the book with the book, and we'll certainly,
I will.
We'll push it out to our folks. We'll tell them all about
okay,
it.
Okay. I will. I absolutely will.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time tonight, Brooke.
Oh, thanks for having me. What a pleasure.
The Gritty Owl.
Thank you, Brooke.
Subscriber. So we'll be following the rest of your progress with the house.
Oh, okay. Good. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate that.
Any final words, Tony Boy?
No, I like every other time we have someone on this show, and I have no idea like what I'm getting myself into. By the end, I'm like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
You know, like I was able, like I'm able to just like learn something I would never learn unless I was doing this. So
yeah. Oh gosh, thank you so much. That's I'm
really cool.
That's an honor to hear. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your time and good luck with the rest of your projects. We'll be following along now that we're subscribers.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much.
All right, Brooke. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Yeah.